The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean, who I have mentioned, is with me in studio. Not to reflect on my observations and my comparisons between myself and Kevin MacLeod. I was a bit hurt that you were so shocked by
that. Iconic. You are iconic too.
Well, I'll tell you what else is. Aldi, 25 years in the country this year. A quarter of a century.
Absolutely. I mean, 25 years, that's a long time here in Ireland. And, you know, a huge impact, you could say, on the Irish landscape. And, you know, what do the customers think? What do they think of the middle aisle? And I got to visit Aldi in Rathmines in Dublin. I did get to meet some shoppers. And myself, I actually do have some self-control, not when it comes to eating, but when it comes to impulse buying. I can stop myself. I don't. My wife says I buy a lots of, you know, stuff that I shouldn't buy, but my dad does.
So you don't get sucked in by the middle aisle, middle aisle in Midland Aldi.
I'm actually quite good at it. Like my dad the other day, he bought three strange reading lights that had all these kind of contraptions attached to them. He bought three of them. He also bought a saxophone.
He did not.
He bought a saxophone.
Does your dad play the saxophone?
No, he just came back with a saxophone.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. But the thing is, you know, I think it was about 99 euro. I did once actually buy a bongo drum. I don't know why I bought that. But like most of the time.
And how much bongoing have you done on it since?
It's still in the box. I think it was about 19.99. So it's always affordable. At the moment, actually, on the middle aisle in Aldi, they've got multifunctional shower heads. So I think basically that's basically a shower head that will work in any shower. They've also got Venice Beach joggers. So I think a jogger is basically, we would call them tracksuit bottoms. I'd have loved them for Venice Beach. Was lucky enough to get to Venice Beach recently. They've also got a cordless paint sprayer. You know, my wife loves painting, but I think she prefers using a brush. And obviously they've got kettlebells because we're coming in. Well, we are. It's summer.
Oh, people want to get the beach bod.
Oh, they do. And you can't beat a kettlebell. I mean, it really is. You can't beat a kettlebell. As you can see, no, it's radio. I have not been using a kettlebell anytime recently. Here are people outside and inside Aldi on the middle aisle.
A slow cooker.
You bought a slow cooker?
Cooker, I did.
And are you still using it?
I am indeed. In fact, I brought it down the country last weekend.
And whereabouts in the country?
Down South Kildare.
And was it like into a mobile home or something?
No. It was just down, I was staying with some people and I decided to actually use the slow cooker to cook dinner.
And what did you cook?
Spare ribs.
Wow, so it's
and they were lovely. So I left it on slow and the meat just fell off the bone.
So that was a good middle
aisle purchase. It was.
Weirdest thing I bought in here, tweezers.
You bought tweezers?
Yeah, I pulled the grays out, bit down my beard.
So over the years, have you ever bought a xylophone? Have you ever
nothing like that.
Like
no.
A toy zebra crossing?
No, stuff you need, you know, like so air fryers and sandwich makers and stuff like that, yeah. Oh, I do all my shopping in there, yeah. Yeah, I love it, and it's local, I'm only up the roads, yeah.
Please begin to unload your shopping.
I suppose the prices, the quality, and the range of produce.
You've just bought some organic oats.
Yeah, actually, the main position here is this flower, and it's like my favourite flower, peonies, and I'm happy that I found it here, so... Yeah, but the rest, the food is good, and I think the best prices.
All right, that is what people have been buying in the middle aisle in Aldi. Henry, not amongst them, as you said. Great self-restraint when it comes to that middle aisle. You met the managers there. What have they said?
Yeah, I did. I got to meet the managers, and Aldi, they employ nearly 5,000 staff, 4,650. And believe it or not, 50% of the staff have stayed since 1999. They're still there 25 years later. So that's real loyalty. Aldi talk about how they were the first retailer ever to implement the technical group living wage. And it goes up every year. Anyway, here are managers.
Hi, I'm Carl Green. I've been working for Aldi for 5 years. I'm a deputy store manager.
So, Carl, you're 25 years of age. Like the store, happy birthday for you. And what's it like working in Aldi?
Oh, I love it, yeah. It's all go, go, go. Now, fast-paced environment, but it's rewarding.
And they look after you?
Oh, they do, in the course, yeah.
But they work you hard?
Oh, they do, yeah.
And, you know, the customers, they're coming in, they're from all walks of life. Is it the middle aisle? What is it that people come here? Why do they come to Aldi?
I think it is the phenomenon of the middle aisle. you know, people come in, do their shopping, and they leave with a TV and a kayak, you know.
Leave with a TV and a kayak. Yeah. So you see it all.
You see it all. You see people leaving with mad stuff in their shopping.
But you just smile.
Yeah, just smile, help them out whenever I can, you know. There's a lot of customers that are coming in who are regulars, you know. It's good to see.
Hi, my name is Cornelio Popa. I am an Aldi for the last 12 years.
And what sort of changes have you seen in those 12 years? You've been here half the time Aldi's been in Ireland.
Fast-paced. It's a lovely environment to work. It's a lovely company to work for. And I haven't seen any bad changes. It's the other way around. It's everything gets improving. Everything gets moving forward with technology.
And what's the most unusual thing that you've sold in the Middle Isle or someone's bought in the Middle Isle?
Huge lawnmower and barbecue at the same time.
A lawnmower and a barbecue. Yeah. I actually need a new lawnmower. My lawnmower is giving me trouble. Do you have any in stock?
At the moment in my store, not. But I'm certainly sure bigger stores they do have, yeah.
I've never bought a lawnmower, Henry. I'm struggling to think there, you know, listening to that man, what is maybe the most unusual? I know I bought a packet of chisels, right?
Chisels?
Yeah, chisels.
Oh, nice.
And
are you a woodworker type?
No,
carpenter?
I'm not a woodworker. I'm not a carpenter. Yeah. I'm not particularly handy. And I bought them when we lived in Dublin. And they moved through three different houses.
Wow.
In their packet. They never came out of the packet.
Wow. Well, you could give them away.
Yeah, I think I'm at that point.
You know,
they're just
Kindle or
they're
something.
Just taken up, you know, or else my kids are going to have to deal with them in the will, I think, at this stage. It's the likelihood.
But we've all done it. We've all bought these
crazy
stuff.
I could get into wood whittling. And what about other shoppers?
Yeah, and this is it. I mean, they're trying to respond to consumer needs, is what they're saying. They find a gap in the market, everyday items. They're monitoring trends as well. And the idea is to basically find something that you didn't even know that you wanted, but you really, really wanted. I did get to meet a guy who was wandering around the store with a clock under his arm in a box and a loaf of bread. I didn't quite understand what was going on. And we start with this lady.
I got a beautiful Le Creuset stove pot top that it was not Le Creuset, but it was... But like it, yeah. And I'm in for some flyers and some yogurt.
You've just bought a clock and a loaf of bread. Did you come in for the clock or did you come in for the loaf of bread?
I came in for bread and jam just, but the clock I didn't buy here, but I did get batteries here though. I mean, I do quite a lot of my shopping here, although I do need to join for the club card because I do see the benefits in it now. I'm recently just got a place. I spent 10 years homeless, so it's nice having somewhere like this. It's nice and cheap to keep me going.
What do you love about Aldi? You've just bought some
lovely
flowers.
Peonies. Yeah, they actually have a really good flower selection, and I hear that the beauty stuff is the dupes to have, but I'm never sure what to get. So it's all about the Middle Isle, isn't it?
What have you bought in the Middle Isle over the years?
Over the years, stuff for the garden, probably. Plant pots and bits and bobs like that for the garden.
They do have great bargains in here at times.
So what sort of things have you bought? Have you ever bought a saxophone?
Saxophone, earphones, different things like that. Going on holidays, you sometimes have different things.
And when did you first come to Aldi?
Oh, basically when they're... Opened.
When they arrived and you gave them a go and you kept coming
back?
Kept
coming back, yeah.
And what do you like about it?
The prices compared to Tesco's and all are more reasonable, it's affordable.
And when the German supermarkets came here, it was a change, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I know people said, oh, I wouldn't go there, I wouldn't go. But they're all coming. They're all coming to Aldi and Lidl's, the whole place, you know.
All right, so that's the experience of some shoppers, none of them buying chisels like me. Anybody buying chisels that you spoke to?
Well, I mean, they're buying pretty much everything. There's 161 Irish stores serving 70 million customers each year. And since 1999, Aldi staff have welcomed almost 900 million customers in store. And in 2025, it will be a billion. And just to point out, some of them will be the same customers because in Ireland, there's a population of just 5 million. I know, sorry, that's just such an obvious thing I just had to point out. But here are more shoppers.
So we're here in the Middle Isle. Today what they have in stock are gnomes. They've got these beautiful little gnomes here. This one's called Bee Gonk. Fun and colourful home and garden companion. Yellow in a bee kind of way. Can't see his eyes. They've got some pop-up tents here as well. What are these things? Are these... let's have a look. Oh, a little brush. A bit of everything, really. So you've been supporting Aldi and coming to Aldi. You're a shopper for many, many years.
Yes.
And when you first came, what did you think of it?
I thought it was brilliant. Great prices and great produce.
And your favourite type of produce here, what is it?
The vegetables, fruit and vegetables.
Lovely and fresh.
Yes, always real fresh.
And are you a middle aisle gal?
Yes.
What have you bought?
Oh, lots of things. Couches, garden furniture.
You bought a couch?
For the garden.
Oh, it's like a garden couch.
Yeah.
Are you happy with it still?
Love it. Yeah, I still have it.
And how did you get it out of the store?
I had to ask somebody with a car to come and get it and queue up as well early.
Oh, so you were one of the first to get it. You were worried they'd sell out. They probably did.
Yeah, I seen it in the magazine. I really wanted it. So we got here early and queued up and got it.
I just come in to see what's on offer. I loved our flowers.
So you're here looking at the flowers.
Yeah.
And yet you love them.
Yeah, I like the flowers. So mostly that's why I come.
All right, the flowers. What did you? So, what was your most unusual purchase? Do you think?
Yeah, I personally think it was the bongos. I remember when it first came to Ireland all those years ago. I tried them on Parnell Street, and I bought a lasagna. And I know that sounds like an unusual, a normal purchase, I should say, but it was like a massive tray that would feed 24 people.
And you ate it?
I ate a bit of it. I couldn't finish it. Even it was too big for me. It was like the size of Desperate Dan pie. You know, it's huge.
Desperate Dan pie.
But no, I mean, I remember thinking, oh, that's very
Desperate
unusual.
Desperate Dan pie. Have horns on it and a tail sticking out the side.
It was very unusual, but now obviously over the years Aldi have acquired the Irish taste buds, you could say, and it's totally different, and we just, you know, people are loving it.
I once went in for dog food, says Amanda, and I came out with a full diving suit, diving knife and a lamp, and I've never used them.
Oh, fantastic.
So says Amanda. I'd love to hear some more examples of the strangest things you've bought in the middle aisle. It can be an Aldi, it can be Lidl either the middle aisle kings, and whether you've used them or not. 087 1400 106. Henry McKean is the king of bongo baby, the king of bongo bong. I'm all about those late 90s tunes today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG hybrid and electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.